Hello.
Hello, Stephen.
Yes.
Hey, it's Amy Nelson with the Google Guarantee team over here at Local Splash.
Hi there.
How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Doing good, too. Thanks for asking. I appreciate that. let me see here. So I have some good news for you. There is no licensing requirement or insurance requirement, although do you have general liability insurance?
I do.
Okay, because it's going to be required probably in the next 6 months, but there's no licensing mm-hmm. requirement for your vertical. So you're in a pretty sweet spot if you like what I tell you about everything else.
Okay, great. Yeah. Now, you said there's no licensing requirement for what, did you say?
For Google Guarantee to get the approval.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The vertical is, I'll preface this with, when you hear me say vertical, that means category, Google Guarantee calls it a vertical instead of category.
Okay.
I see you listed here as a handyman is your primary search phrase with Local Splash. But are you also offering like remodels and additions and stuff like that?
Pretty much just a handyman service.
Okay.
Whether Google requires it or not, I would need a contractor's license in order to do remodels in this area. So.
Okay. Yeah. There's no state requirement in the state of Michigan to qualify for general contractor vertical. If that was something that you wanted to do, it's included. We can include it at nothing additional. So then you would be able to turn those leads on once you're ready to type of situation. So handyman vertical qualifies you for these specific keywords. You could take all of them or you can pick and choose mm-hmm. out of this list. So it's install and repair drywall, install and repair fans, install and repair flooring, install and repair tile, install and repair water fixtures, mount TVs, painting indoors and outdoors. Those mm-hmm. are the keywords for handyman. Okay.
So. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. And then for general contractor, it falls under decks and patios, exterior finishing, foundations and concrete, commercial projects, home additions, home building, home remodel, home renovation, interior finishing, kitchen remodel, and roofing. So if you're offering the services that are in both of those verticals, then we would qualify you for both of them. If you're telling me that the state of Michigan won't allow you to actually do a remodel project or a room addition without the proper licensing and you don't have that, then we wouldn't turn those keywords on. But if you're still offering decks and patios and exterior finishing, you can still get those specific type of calls. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, like decking, mm-hmm. I would do.
Yeah, but. So I would approve you for both verticals, and then you literally turn on certain keywords. So before your ad goes live, we call you to verify keywords. You're going to say, okay, well, I don't want home addition or home building or home remodel at this time, but I do want decks and patio, exterior finishing, interior finishing, the smaller stuff on that end. For the keywords within general contractor. And then you would do the same for the ones with handyman.
Okay. 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 Now, those are the specific selectable categories?
Those are the specific selectable keywords within those verticals. No, you cannot add to those. What else are you looking for, though?
Oh,
I can see if it's available within a different vertical.
Well, there's like TV mounts.
TV mounts is under handyman.
Okay, let me go through the list. Let me find the list and go through it for you real quick.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you talking about on like your website, your keywords and stuff?
Right, yeah.
Okay, I have access to that. I thought maybe a different set of keywords that you were looking for or a specific thing. So the services, I have TV mounting and install, handyman services, interior door, furniture assembly, shelving, light fixtures. Okay, handyman is going to be perfect for you because it covers mm-hmm. most of this, almost all of this. I mean, interior door installation isn't a specific keyword, but handyman get calls for that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it has assemble furniture, clean gutters, install and repair drywall, fans, flooring, tile, water fixtures, mount TVs, painting indoors and outdoors. So it seems like for all intents and purposes, Handyman's going to be the one for you. But in my opinion, I would go ahead and get you approved for both. That way, when you're ready to roll into the other keywords, like, you don't have to wait for the approval. You see what I'm saying?
I see. Sure.
The upfront cost on it is a one-time $250 application fee that goes to get yourself and the company background checked. Is there any face-to-face employees outside of yourself?
No.
Cool. Do you have any felonies?
No.
Do you have a Michigan State driver's license?
Yes.
United States Social Security number?
Yes.
Okay.
So are you asking for the $250 right now?
Not yet. I'm making sure that you qualify for the program before I ask you for it. So
that's why I was asking you
those questions, is because I don't want to go over your cost per lead and all that. Like, if it turns out you don't have a United States Social Security number, we're dead in the water. So that's why I kind of qualify you before we get into all the specifics of what Google Guarantee actually does for you, what the benefits are, the cost per lead, all of those sorts of things.
Okay. But, all right.
Yeah,
the upfront
cost is the $250, yes.
All right. Go ahead and keep asking. I'm not sure I'm prepared to do that today, but keep going anyways. Just
yeah, the $250 application fee is the one upfront cost, and then after that, it's going to be your minimum monthly budget or activation budget, if you will. For handyman leads, you're looking at, let me see here, $52 per qualified lead with a minimum monthly budget of $678 or activation budget of $678 in order to begin. So the way that it works is...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah,
$50 a lead.
Yeah, we don't pick the prices. It's Google picks the prices, so it's very competitive in your area and what you're offering. So people are willing to pay that. They're willing to pay double that for some of these. So it can increase depending on fair market value of kind of like what's going on at that moment. But if that is out of your price range, which I can completely understand if it is. Because, I mean, handyman versus general contractor, there's a pretty big difference. There is another option available to you through Yelp, which is basically Yelp's version of the Google Guarantee program, and it's just done at a flat rate of $500 monthly with a much lower cost per lead. And I can get those numbers for you and kind of review that if the 52 is out of your range, because that's going to be like the minimum that it's going to cost.
My goodness. Okay, so when I was first approached by Local Splash, they had said that they would be able to, for $250 a month, they guaranteed first page of Google.
Well, we never guarantee the first page of Google unless you're in the guaranteed program. But you will receive first page placement within the local map on Google within the first 45 to 60 days. That's your Google business profile and programming for all of that. And it looks like your profile is live, is the information that they just went over with you. And the programming for all of that is going according to plan. So you're in a pretty good spot for the program that you currently have. Google Guarantee is at the very top of the page in the Google Guaranteed Sponsored section. So this is like a separate program. The Google Guarantee is a separate program, and it's on top of what you're already paying for. So it would be an upgrade on your current package.
Okay.
Okay, so it'd be like in addition to.
Okay. So, the costs involved are prohibitive right now for me. So I'm not sure. I mean, I can't just be like, oh, okay, I'm going to drop $250 for this and then $50 a lead and, you know, $500 a month. I just don't, there's no income from it at this point.
Sure.
So,
I understand what you're saying. The Google Guarantee program is a different type of program. It's a different breed. Did you ever try anything like Angie's or Thumbtack?
I'm on Angie's right now.
Okay. And you don't sound super excited about that.
I am not excited about that.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
It's like, yeah, I'm consistently paying for leads that I don't even speak with the
I understand.
Person.
So the difference, if you went with Google, so Google built Google Guarantee to trump those type of pay-per-lead programs. So what those companies do, Angie, Thumbtack, Porch, House, all that, what they do is they purchase a position for their company name in the Google ads. So they pay per click. It'll say like top 25 contractors in, you know, Detroit or whatever, wherever it's at, right? And then, and then Angie's or Thumbtack or Porch or whoever it is captures that lead because they get the click, right? That comes to them. And they get the lead, I'm doing air quotes, but that person who's on the other end of that computer request or phone request knows that they're going to get to speak with five or six different companies like you offering these services. They're going to get to haggle their price down and they may not even be interested in the services for 6 months, right? Like maybe they're just like, oh, well, when I get my income tax check, I'm looking to get X, Y, or Z done. And then you're not even getting to speak with those people. The difference here is, and you pay for that lead whether or not you ever even spoke to them. The difference with Google Guarantee is, and I'm not trying to convince you, I just want you to understand what the actual difference is, okay? Is that when that phone rings, it's not just somebody clicking on your name and your charge. It's not just somebody saying, oh, I want to see what they have to offer and your charge. When the phone rings, that call is being recorded. Stephen, and if that call recording does not meet specific requirements, it is not a qualified lead and your budget is not charged. So it has to be an actual live human being on the other end of the phone, first and foremost. If that call is a sales, solicitation, spam, or robocall, your budget is not charged. If it's somebody seeking employment with your company, if they're asking for a service you don't provide, say they're asking for the gutter cleaning and you don't offer gutter cleaning, it's not listed in your profile as a service that you provide, you're not charged. The same is true if it's outside of your service radius and it's not listed on your service profile. So Google has very specific requirements for it to be considered a qualified call. That person on the other end of the phone has to be requesting for you to come out and give estimate face-to-face to actually bid the job. Or they have to request estimate over the phone, and you give the estimate over the phone. So it's not just random stuff. I understand, like, in your particular situation, somebody to call you and ask you, hey, how much does it cost to get my TV mounted? And you speak with them, you know, and you give them a price over the phone. They're like, okay, thanks, man. And they don't necessarily ask you to come out. That in that particular situation, that may not be, the risk may not be worth the reward for $52. Like, I get that. Okay?
Right.
However, in most cases, for what most of these calls are requesting, it's actual for you to come out and bid the job, and then you're usually securing the job. And the reason I say that is because this program's been around for 6 years, and they show a 33% stronger closing conversion, these particular leads do, because it's not willy-nilly. It's not just, you know, hey, here's a phone number, Stephen, and we hope that it's somebody who might be interested in what you actually offer. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's,
sure.
It's somebody who's gone to Google, they've looked in the guaranteed section under Handyman or under, you know, fan installation, and they see that you're listed there. They see your accolades. They read the reviews, and they know that you're guaranteed because Google says that they're backing your company with additional $2,000 worth of insurance on the guaranteed green verified check mark, and then they're choosing to call and connect directly with you. It's not Local Splash deciding if it's a good lead. It's not Google deciding if it's a good lead. It's the actual customer deciding they want to work with you. That's the difference.
Okay.
Okay, now, the cost per lead, I understand, is out of range for you. That's why I'm suggesting that, and the time frame that you have to wait for Google Guarantee approval is anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks, because that's just how long the application takes. But if you wanted and needed leads now, and you were in a position, the Yelp program is a lot faster moving. It's a 3-day turnaround. There is no license or insurance requirement for you to get the verification through them. And those leads come directly through the Yelp messaging app. And it's a flat rate, $500. You get additional $100 bonus in free Yelp ads, and we're managing that campaign as well. So we have different platforms depending on what the needs of the company are and the affordability of the cost per click or cost per lead on stuff. Okay.
So it's a flat $500 per what?
Month that you want to stick that program out. So say you give it a go for 2 or 3 months, and now the leads are all flowing in, you know, a little more organically through Facebook and through Google, and I'm going to put the Yelp ads on pause. I don't need the Yelp ads right now, you know, or whatever the case is. It's, again, it's month to month within local splash as well. We don't ever lock these in with long-term contracts, okay? And the reason I suggest that is because it's a quicker turnaround. I understand the $500 is a bigger chunk up front as opposed to the $250, but the return on investment is stronger because it's faster. The calls are coming through quicker. And the people who are going for Yelp are, that are going through Yelp, again, they go through a specific set of criteria. So it's like, you know, they click Handyman, your company comes up. They're going through a series of questions depending on what it is that they need. Say they do need the TV mounted, right? And then it's going to go through a series of questions. Do you have the hardware? What size is the television? What size is the space? So when that message comes through to you on the Yelp messaging app, you have the information that you need in order to give that person a qualified quote. And 9 out of 10 customers of our customers who are using this Yelp program, when they respond to that first message with their personality, answering the specific questions that client is answering, they're securing those jobs.
Okay.
We've seen a great amount of success with the Yelp program.
Okay. So, I mean, I'm just going to tell you right now, I am not prepared to do either one of them today.
I kind of understood that a minute ago.
Right.
I just want to give you your options so that you know you can, when you're thinking about it and you're kind of mulling it over, you know what you're actually thinking about. And I'm not just saying, hey, pay $500. Like, you know exactly what it is that you're kind of getting and the turnaround time on stuff. Because, I mean, you're in Michigan, and most people in Michigan have to kind of store away for the winter anyways. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I already know, like, where you guys are at in the country, so that's why I want to give you a strong understanding of how it's going to work. But the current program that you have with us, it is a fantastic program. You're 3 weeks in on the first month, and you're already completely Google verified. The Facebook is going. All of those things. Like, your company is in a great position already. Getting Google verified within the first 3 weeks is phenomenal.
Okay. Well, that's good. I haven't gotten any results from that yet.
Right. I understand.
I got a bunch of Facebook messages that they said they weren't interested, which was nice.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'm wondering, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm wondering if and when it will show results.
Well, it will show results. Like I said, the terms and conditions stay a max of 45 to 60 days for maximum results. But the first and biggest hump is getting the Google verification. It's getting the Facebook ads up and running. It's getting these things going. And usually the Google verification alone takes anywhere from 7 to 21 days. So once the verification is complete, which yours was completed last week, just a couple of weeks in, once it's completed, then we can begin the programming, which we're already doing, to anchor that listing to the first page where people can find it. Okay?
Gotcha.
Now, what you can do to help yourself is get some 5-star reviews on that Google listing. That is going to be really pivotal in making sure that you're getting proper exposure, and that's something that you can do for absolutely for free. Friends, family members, anybody willing to give you a 5-star review, I would go ahead and get it.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, I did some calling around the other day, and I get a bunch of, yeah, absolutely, and then they just don't follow through.
Yeah.
So I'm going to keep going with that.
It can be tough, I understand.
And the thing is, I know that they're satisfied with it. It's not like they're like, oh, yeah, this guy's shady, but I'm going to tell them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know.
Do you send them the link right then? Do Do you go ahead and send them the link?
Yes. Yeah, that's the thing. I'm like, this will take like 5 minutes.
Yeah, if that.
I'm going to keep going with that. And the same with the Yelp situation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, start getting those 5-star reviews on Yelp. Absolutely. And then, I mean, honestly, for what I've had guys who are offering what you're offering, and the cost per lead is pretty steep on Google Guarantee for some of them. Like I said, that's not a number that I get to choose or I get to adjust. I would love to give it to you at a more affordable rate. But the package, so we have that alternative package through the Yelp because it's a lot more affordable and there's less hoops to jump through and the turnaround time is faster. So that's, you know, I understand the upfront cost. You're like, 500, holy smokes. You know, like, I get that for what you're offering. But if it would only take a couple of calls in order for that to turn around once you're able to kind of get it up off the ground.
Sure. No, and I understand that. I mean, let me just tell you what my plan is. I understand that I have to have cash flow. I have to have, you know, I have to advertise. I mean, it's a business. I understand all that. Mm-hmm. But right now I'm not in a position to do it with what I have. So I'm actually planning on getting a home equity line of credit to be able to start this business. And once I do that, I can actually start, you know, with the advertising that I need.
Right.
In the meantime, I'm doing, you know, I'm going to be asking for reviews and all of that stuff.
That's perfect. Yeah, and so once you get that going, I would say kick it off. I'm going to send you a text with my direct extension. I would honestly say kick it off with the Yelp ads because on anybody's level, I mean, if you're getting like a tile repair job or you're getting like a painting job and you only pay $50 per lead, I feel like that's pretty reasonable. They're calling you out to do a flooring job. Okay, that's reasonable. But when you're mounting a TV, I mean, you guys are only making a few $100 on that anyways, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the smaller stuff, you know, if you're repairing drywall, it may not be worth 50, you know. So I would honestly push you more towards the Yelp ads, in my opinion, I think is a better package for what it is you're providing to get the calls up off the ground. And it's all 100% trackable as well.
Okay. Yeah. That's all in the future.
Sure.
And so I totally understand what you're saying, and I'm willing to do it, but there's some groundwork I have to lay before I start to do those things in order to make that money.
Sure.
Or to pay that money in order to get the ads, et cetera.
Yes.
So, okay. Anything else?
No. Everything's good. You should have gotten the text from me with the perfect. Yep. And I do Google Guarantee. I do Yelp. I do whatever it is that they need me to do. So you can call back in whenever you're ready. You can press 224 and connect directly with me. Okay.
Okay.
All
sounds
right.
Great.
Okay.
What did you say your name was?
My name is Amy.
Amy. Okay. Alrighty. Well, thank you so much for your help. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. You have a great day. We'll talk to you later. Okay.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.